12.8 At a crossroads in life. Jamie.
I'm in my second year at university. I'm doing physics and I like my course. But the thing is, I sing and play guitar and I joined a local band in my first year. The other band members aren't students. I met one of them in a pub. And I love playing in the band. I'm discovering I'm more of a musician than I thought I was, and, well, we're actually pretty good. And our last few concerts sold out completely. So the other guys want to give up their jobs and try to make a living from it. It might not be much of a living, but if we were prepared to go on the road and travel, we'd get plenty of gigs in pubs and local halls. And if we recorded some of our songs, we could put them online and make some money from downloads. But obviously, I'd have to drop out of university and my parents would go crazy. I don't know how easy it would be to get back onto a course later, so it feels like it would be a stupid thing to do, really.
Sylvia.
I'm a lawyer and I've been with the same law firm for 11 years now. It's difficult work sometimes, but I love it and I'm doing very well. Although I'm only 37, I'm one of the most senior people here. I know that if I continue in this job, when a certain person retires next year, I'll probably become one of the partners in the firm. That would be amazing, but, well, I've never been sure whether I really want to have children. It's never seemed the most important thing to me. That's probably because it would mean giving up work for a year or two. I wouldn't want to go back to work too soon and try and do this job and deal with a baby. But now that the clock is ticking fast, it's time to make a final decision. If I left now to have a baby, I don't think I'd get the partnership in the firm. I think they'd give it to someone else next year. But if I decided not to have children, I wonder if I'd really regret it later.
Donna.
My husband died 3 years ago. He'd been very ill for a long time, so it wasn't a shock. But it hasn't been easy. We were married for 41 years. I couldn't imagine life without him when it happened, but here I am. And I need to decide what to do with my life now. I'm thinking of selling this house. It's nice that it's full of nice memories of our lives together, but I wouldn't lose those memories if I moved out. It's way too big for me, really. And I think I'll feel happier and more relaxed if I live somewhere smaller. If I get a flat in the right area, in town, there'll be lots of people around, and I'd like that. But my daughter really wants me to go and live with them. She says she could make part of their house a granny flat. It's kind of them, and I love being around my grandchildren, but, oh, granny flat. That sounds so horrible. I'm still young. I'm only 68. And if I lived with them, I wouldn't feel independent anymore.